This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, 1,000 bucks in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
So it's time for the 9 o'clock hour cash code here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text BAKE, B-A-K-E, text BAKE, B-A-K-E to 72881. That's BAKE to 72881. Another cash code is coming at you right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 a.m. when I will give you another cash code before Chris Harrington joins the program. Don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Use the rewind feature. This hour's cash code is BAKE. Text BAKE, B-A-K-E, to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say
you better run. Yeah,
it's an earthquake.
That was something to see, ladies and gentlemen. The Memphis Grizzlies last night defeating the Houston Rockets in a game I don't think that we will soon forget. It was on national NBA TV. Still counts. Doesn't it count on national TV? And all anyone
can talk about right
broadcast.
Now,
all anyone can talk about right now is the Memphis Grizzlies. They were talking about it on Scott Van Pelt last night. They were talking about it. Dan Patrick is talking about it. They are talking about it on the morning show here on ESPN. Golic and Wingo were talking about it. Everywhere you turn, people are talking about the show that Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies put on last night. It is a blast. We will talk about it, obviously, as well. Today on the show, John Martin is going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington is going to join us at 10 o'clock. If you missed it, by the way, Chris Harrington has a deep dive on Jaren Jackson Jr. That went up at the Daily Memphian yesterday. It is for subscribers only, but I will tell you this. This is going to be a fun stretch for Memphis sports. The Tigers basketball team is fascinating. Whatever will happen is fascinating. I was talking to people yesterday about what Ryan Silverfield has done with Memphis football. And the staff that he has put together is really impressive. Listen, when you can get one guy from USC and another guy from Syracuse and another guy to resign his position at Duke to come here, and then Mike McIntyre, who was had lots of options to be defensive coordinator. And one of the pitches that Ryan Silverfield makes is, it's funny, you would think, come here with Mike Norvell or Justin Fuente before him, and by the way, Justin's in the news again. We'll get to that as well.
Oh, yeah.
With Justin Fuente before him, there was always, come to Memphis, hitch your wagon, be here 2 years, and you'll go get a big job, a bigger job somewhere else. Like, that was the lure, right?
Yeah, it was promoted as a stepping stone.
Yeah, you knew when you took that right. job that it was, not only was he going to go somewhere, that he was going to take you with him, right? That was, or in the case of, let's be honest, in the case of Mike Norvell, in the end, those people left before Mike
right.
did, right? So, Ryan's...
For better jobs, too.
Ryan's pitch is different. Like, Ryan is, in the same way that he said at his press conference that I'm here for the long haul, that's how he's pitching this to his assistants. And that is attractive. Like, Mike McIntyre is from Nashville, right? Grew up in Nashville.
And Oxford, yeah.
And Oxford.
This whole area.
All that, this whole area.
Yeah.
And it's a Vanderbilt guy, right?
Didn't he? His dad was Coach Vanderbilt.
Yeah. So, like, he actually wants to stay here. I don't know that he wants, you know. And so the idea of having some stability and being part of building something is literally what Ryan Silverfield is pitching to people and was able to get really an impressive staff. And so it's going to be fun. And then the Memphis Grizzlies, oh my God, what we saw last night was staggering. And, with all due modesty on behalf of Chris Harrington, nobody writes about it better than Chris. And just, it's true in the world, nobody writes about it better than Chris. And so you might as well subscribe to the Daily Memphian for, the price has gone up, by the way. I think it's like $10 a month now or something like that. Is truly worth the price of admission. He has a piece on Jaren Jackson that is up, and I would urge you to read it. He's going to join us at 10 o'clock. We may talk to y'all after that. But last night, I said everyone's talking about this team. We have some examples of everybody talking about this team, starting with Golic and Wingo, right?
This is actually Seth Greenberg on Get Up.
This is Seth Greenberg.
This is on the TV morning show.
Also the TV morning
Correct.
Show, they were talking about it as
yes.
well. Go ahead, here's Seth Greenberg on Get Up.
Seth, what have you made of Morant's adjustment to the NBA game so far?
He's the Patrick Mahomes of the NBA. His ability to see stuff and release the ball at different angles is absolutely freakish. To me, he's part Ricky Rubio, part Russell Westbrook, but his vision and his feel and how he releases the ball in passing... The dude is a freak. He might not be the Greek freak, all right? He might be the South Carolina freak, but I'll tell you one thing. He's a freak, no matter.
Looks like Memphis has found common ground with Seth.
Yeah, Memphis does not like Seth. I mean, I know he's a regular on your show.
Yes.
Because Giannato has a relationship with him. But Memphis isn't real fond of Seth, I don't think, as a college basketball. He says what he thinks. Just Memphis doesn't like what he thinks. Oh, he's about Penny and college basketball.
Correct.
Right? And actually, he was on at halftime of the last game, the South Florida game, basically saying, yo, Memphis, you're not a tournament team. Like, you better win this game, which they did. But anyway, so yes, we found common ground with Seth. I love the search for comps. Someone else tweeted this morning, there is no comp for Ja Morant. He is a lightning bolt. He's like the comp, not to humans. They go to physical forces and natural phenomena.
Yeah, supernatural
yeah, exactly.
existences.
He is a lightning bolt. Because his ability to see the court and make the passes he does, that's Jason Williams. Right? That's Jason Williams.
I like the comp. Credit to my dad. Big Jeff had I like my dad's comp. He thinks he's Iverson, but with a better passer. In terms of pure quickness, in terms of the fact that, like, people can't adjust to how quick he is this fast.
I don't think his quickness might be Iverson-esque, but I actually think his two outstanding qualities are his vision and his explosiveness, right? And so I like the Russell Westbrook for the explosiveness, mm-hmm. although he's not that explosive. And then Jay Will, so the explosiveness and vision. And Iverson wasn't vision and wasn't explosiveness. He was quickness and volume scoring.
Yes.
And
it could only go one way.
A little guy who was fear in that way, in the spirit, in his fearless spirit and quickness, I'll go Big Jeff. Like, yeah. Maybe we can combine three things about mm-hmm. him, right? And we're not saying he's...
We're exchanging ideas here.
We're not saying he's better than all of these. If you want to give your own comps, you can tweet him in. We're not saying he's better than all of these players put combined. But he's got the Iverson, I may be little itty-bitty, and he's little itty-bitty in a different way. He's slighter. He's slight.
Slender.
I may be, but I'm fearless, right? And it doesn't matter. It's the size of the dog in the fight, not the size of the fight. So he's got that from Iverson, the quickness
fighting
and
the, dog,
the fearlessness. That's right, exactly that thing. And then he's got the playmaking ability of you pick whoever you want, whether it's Jay Will, Jason Kidd, Seth went Rubio. Mm-hmm. Like that, all those, like whatever, like pick that one.
Rubio's problem wasn't seeing the floor and
passing. He can see the floor. And then you need explosiveness, just literally the ability to burst, to explode to the rim, to throw down dunks, all of that. And then we'll go Westbrook there, right? So I'm going, he's a combination of Westbrook, Iverson, and Jay Will.
Other than that,
what else
you got, buddy?
Not bad for a consolation prize number two pick in the draft. I just want to go back. Someday we should just go back and replay the lottery again. The greatest day, what we can now call the greatest day in Memphis history, right? I think is just replay the lottery again. We're going to come back and we're just going to replay it one day, reenact it, bring all the we'll do a oral history of the lottery because it turns out that was just a incredibly great day in Memphis history. So I said that they were talking about him on Get Up. They are talking about him on Get Up. They were also, James Harden, the man himself, the beard himself, was also talking about him. You have James Harden clip, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's James Harden on Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies.
He was aggressive. He's been playing well all year. You know, obviously scoring the basketball, getting his teammates involved. And he just brings a pace that, you know, that's a very fast pace that, you know, makes his teammates and makes the defenses get back in position.
James Harden was naked because he'd been undressed mm-hmm, while
yes.
he was saying. James
mm-hmm.
Harden was.
They gave him one of those therapy blankets, you know, those comfort blankets.
It was a weighted blanket they put on James Harden to help him get through this. Because in the fourth, he's the league's leading scorer in the fourth. He was 0-7, and Ja was 4-4 in the fourth. Ja destroyed him, and indeed. Destroyed him is a little strong, but it was. I'm going to try this out. Is this the equivalent of the Tony Allen Oklahoma City game? All heart, grit, grind. Like, because
yes.
it was in the midst of this game where.
On the spot, I'm saying yes.
Ja Morant yelled, tell this MF-er about me. Right?
Yeah.
It's he hit the three-pointer.
Yes.
This is James Harden is doing James Harden stuff.
Yes.
Ja pulls up, drills the three-pointer, says, tell this MF-er about me. Right?
Yeah.
I think we need that on growl towels. Like, that is the – it's a little crass, it's a little in your face, right? It's a little
– I think you're going to have to use
crass.
Tell parentheses him about me.
No, I we need tell this M mother bleep bleep bleep, and then you can use asterisks.
Yeah,
tell this, and we want it on 18,000 chairs in FedEx Forum. Tell this MF-er about me, because this was the night, and it was entirely fitting that who was there for the passing of the blowtorch? Who was there? But Tony himself was there, losing his ever-living mind as he was on the headset for NBA TV. So it was entirely appropriate. Listen, this city, for forever, we had the grindfather, and then we had the grind son, right? Everyone, it was always this effort to find the grind son. Well, it turns out that was a futile effort.
Yes.
There was you can't replicate
it.
You can't replicate the grind sun. Instead, we have the blazing sun. Like it's the Jaw Father. Like it's something.
There's some
entirely,
type of Apollo reference in here somewhere,
it's something
but yes.
entirely new. It was you didn't want a poor man's Tony Allen. That's not what you wanted to lead the next gen Grizz. You wanted a rich man's Allen Iverson, Russell Westbrook.
You wanted the best player in the draft.
Yeah. You wanted what could be, what may be, what could turn out to be the best player in the draft. We do, because we are the flagship station of the Memphis Grizzlies. We do, of course, have the highlights. Let's get to those now.
DJ Khaled.
Of the tell the MF-er, tell this MF-er about me. The score was 19-10, and it basically was a James Harden production. And then this happened.
Morant with it, feeds right corner Anderson, Harden on him, back out to Morant, 10 on the shot clock. With Rivers on him, Morant now with McLemore on him. Morant gets by McLemore easy to the rim, goes right at Capella and lays it up and in. He went by Ben McLemore like McLemore was standing still.
That was number two. It's number three.
Morant left wing, looking for Valanciunas. Now wants to go one-on-one. They got a two-man zone at the top. Morant steps into a three and drills it. Ja Morant's three cuts the lead to six. He's got 11, matching Harden. 19-13, Rockets by six, though.
That's when he pulled up and drilled it. There was more Morant. Or Melton. Is next Melton? Who do we got next? Melton? Next we got is Melton. Sorry, I'm
Morant
confused.
Working on the
I'm
big
dazed.
Hesitation move. Gives left wing for De'Anthony Melton. Open look at a three. Ring it off. Put three on the board. Melton just smooth and easy. Squared the shoulders. Drilled the triple. Morant gets the assist.
You know, I have a question about Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
He is almost a parody of himself, right?
I think he is self-aware now. I think he is? I'm starting to think he's self-aware.
Because he is so comically self-involved.
Yes.
But you think self-aware.
I think he's now starting to get in on the joke.
He has. I wonder if he's becoming underrated. Like, for a while there, I think he was overrated. Not by himself. Not in his own mind.
Yes.
But do people actually not appreciate? Like, first of all, Dylan Brooks down the stretch guarding James Harden. Like, he's not the most athletic guy, but he busts his ass. And here we are again. Scores more than 20 points. Grizz win. Here he is with a three.
Hill to Brooks. Rhythm three. Right side. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Great push by Solomon Hill. And Dylan Brooks scores five straight. Grizzlies cut the lead to two. 39-37.
Yeah, like you said, pushing the basketball. Dylan did a good job of getting out wide.
We're going to focus largely on John Morant clips and Jaren Jackson Jr. clips. Because they are the stars of the show. Here is Ja Morant to Jaren Jackson Jr.
Morant left sideline. Picked up by Rivers. Screen on his right from Jackson. Uses it. Comes to the lane. Ball fake. Flips behind his back. Jaren to the rim. Lays it in. And gets fouled. Oh, what a pass by Ja Morant. And America, say hello to the reigning two-time Western Conference Rookie of the Month. And his partner, Jaren Jackson Jr., a little glimpse into the future of what you'll see in FedEx Forum for years to come.
That one was the behind-the-back, in-the-lane key. Like, there were more highlights packed into the second quarter of this game than the last three seasons combined. And that's not even the one that everyone is showing on national TV now. But it was spectacular. I rewound, and watched it again and again and again. Just because I wanted to see exactly what happened there. Here's Jaren with a couple of threes.
Racing into the front court quickly. Gives for Jackson straight away. Three in rhythm. Bring it up. Put three on the board. Jaren Jackson, when he gets that momentum going forward, that shot just seemingly goes in so much more often.
Best big guy in the league at the trail three-point shot.
And Brooks for a three.
Morant drives it hard and gets caught in the air. Feeds for Allen. One more to Brooks. Open three on the way. Bring it up and put three on the board for Dylan Brooks.
Well, we talk about doing it together, Eric. And we look at it. Second quarter, Eric, 17 assists already in this basketball game.
Here was the 360 spin from John. If you remember the highlights, we're checking them off one by one. We had the behind the back pass in the lane.
Yep.
Well, we already had the pull up, tell this MF or who yes. I am. Here is the spin move on Rivers.
Here come the Grizz right back the other way. Morant into the lane, works at Rivers, spins, lays it up, lays it in. Put Austin Rivers in the spin cycle. Ja Morant for the driving bucket. 10-point Grizzly lead, 57-47. Morant with a beautiful move there.
Absolutely. Nobody pick you up. One-on-one. Go at him.
I would like you once again, we're going to play that again, and I would like you to hear the sound the fans make.
Yeah, the crowd mics have been fantastic.
The new sound of the Memphis Grizzlies, it's something we didn't used to hear. Like,
it's like an ooh.
Like Z-Bo hitting, it was magnificent what he did, but it didn't produce this sound. Here is the sound of the new Memphis Grizzlies. Listen.
Here come the Grizz right back the other way. Morant into the lane, works at Rivers, spins, lays it up, lays it in. Put Austin Rivers in the spin cycle. Ja Morant for the driving bucket. 10-point Grizzly lead, 57-47. Morant
like
with a beautiful
crap. It's like a ride. Exactly right.
There's like a you see it, and then there's like this movement that goes with it when you're like recognizing it and appreciating it at the same time.
Let's hear. I don't know what the sound of this one is. This was the ridiculous. This is the ridiculous. Well, here, listen for yourself.
Tucker out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court.
Oh.
Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move. And the fans erupt. Look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
You know what I think is an underrated sound?
Oh, Elliot.
Well, no.
Elliot's just like, reduced to, he gave a double O there, right.
Basketball man, a point guard, he's probably seen everything you could see on a basketball right. floor, and now he's just reduced to audible gasp.
Oh, twice. Go ahead.
My favorite is the immediate, right after the duck goes in, you hear the whistle and you hear D'Antoni calling timeout, because he just knows it's going to go berserk.
Right, all right, so let's hear this again. I'd like you to pay attention to the multiple sounds of the new Memphis Grizzlies. Here it is.
Tucker out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court.
Oh.
Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move. And the fans erupt.
Oh,
look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
I think you have to admit that was a 3-0 play.
That was a 3-0 play. There's no question. That was a 3-0 play. Oh, my God. I just want to play that. That's today's show. We are just going to play that audio clip over and over again. This show is brought to you by our friends from Jam Bank. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Now I'm lost. That was ridiculous.
How about let's get some Morant to Brandon Clark.
That was a nice one, too. Yeah, go ahead.
35 seconds remain in the half. Morant working it hard around the back dribble. Drops it up to the rim to Brandon Clark. What a pass by Ja Morant in transition, and Clark flushes it home. He avoided Harden with an around-the-back dribble, then threw a beautiful no-look alley-oop to Brandon Clark, and you have got to be kidding me what this young man is capable of.
This is the best. This is incredible. All right, Dylan with a couple of threes.
Brooks tries to answer back the other way behind the screen from Valanciunas. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Dylan Brooks, his third triple. He's got 11.
It's just a three. Just a regular three.
Wide open three-point look in rhythm.
Listen, it's been decades since we had people who could hit someone and we got a three. Now it's just whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Just move it on.
Here's another
decent night.
Sir Valanciunas off to Brooks. Brooks steps to the left, fires the three, ring it up. Put three on the board. Dylan Brooks with his second three of the quarter. He's got 14. Six here in the second, and the Grizzlies push it back to a four-point lead. 9 minutes remaining in the third.
Let's not forget Mr. Valanciunas doing work inside.
Anderson, right elbow feed for Jackson on the inbound. Drives it in, and Tucker gets by him, gets to the rim. Got off stride, missed the layup. Rebound taken by Anderson. Anderson for Jackson. Left corner three, no good. Valanciunas, follow jam on the miss. Brooks working on McLemore, gives for Clark. Clark drops it for Valanciunas. Two-handed jam right baseline. Great extra pass by Brandon Clark. That's the first assist for the Grizzlies in the third quarter, 21st in the game. There's your problem right there.
I want to skip ahead. It's been a while since I've heard John Morant, any John Morant highlights. I mean, maybe like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
So if we could go to another John Morant highlight, I'd like that.
All right, let's do this.
Morant at the top, drives into the lane, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Gliding to the bucket, John Morant gets the hoop. 85-80, Morant with 15.
You got another one?
Oh, yeah.
Morant working on Rivers, cut off. Now Morant gets by him into the lane, got bumped. No foul, floats it up and in. John Morant scores again. He's got 17, and the Grizzlies lead by 4, 87-83.
How about more like a lob or something like that?
How about a lob to Jaren?
That'd be work. Okay. That'd work.
Morant with Rivers on him, 7 on the shot clock. Morant going one-on-one. Morant to the foul line, lobs for Jackson on the baseline. Two-handed hammer, unselfish lob to the rim. John Morant with his 7th assist. Grizzlies lead is 5, 91-86.
Dylan was huge, though. Absolutely. And in critical moments, like in the fourth, Rockets are hitting threes, trying to get back into it. And Dylan drills one of his own.
Melton into the front court. Melton into the lane. Right side, Brooks. Pump fakes a three, steps to his left, fires, bring it up. Put three on the board. 101-96, 5-point Grizzlies lead.
Well, and that's what you want from your young team, Eric. You want your young team to be, show some emotion, but don't be emotional. They got over the technical foul. Good knockdown shot by Dylan Brooks.
The other thing that happened at the end of this game is Jaren Jackson Jr. defensively. Just kind of dominated for a stretch with a couple of huge rejections, including this one that then led to a Morant three, and it was the future in one little clip.
Here comes Rivers into the front court. 5:40 left. Rivers drives baseline, played it up, blocked by Jackson. The Grizzlies are swarming on the defensive end. Morant with a three, left wing, ring it up.
All right, we're going to close with two more.
All right.
For the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the season, Ja Morant. First with an and one, and then with the final step back killer three.
Clark, ball fakes to Brooks, gives for Morant, deep right wing, 10 on the shot clock, 3:20 in the game. Grizzlies by 6. Morant splits a double team into the lane, lost the handle, got it back, floats it up, floats it in, and gets one more. Oh, Ja Morant, what did he just do? Dribbling through traffic, getting the ball, absorbing contact, and floating it up and in. 14 on the shot clock. Morant steps in, steps back, three on the way, bring it up, put three on the board. The rookie putting on a display on national TV.
Ja Morant finished 10 of 11, 3 of 4 from deep, 26 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. Played 37 minutes, by the way, last night. Didn't take him out down the stretch and was absolutely sensational. It is simply true that the best time to be a fan, I guess, is maybe when you win a championship. I've never known that. Like, I don't know what that's like.
It's pretty awesome.
But beyond that, it's when your team starts getting good and you can see the limitless future ahead. It's before the disappointments come in. It's before the have-to-win pressure comes in. It's before any of that. It's the sheer giddy expectation of knowing your team is going to be good and listening to everyone else discover that your team is good. And that's what we are enjoying right now. If you have not been to see these Grizzlies, I suggest you go and see these Grizzlies. You don't have to wait and get your ticket this season, off season for next year. It is nuts what is happening now. They are, I think they're the best story in the league. I mean, Dallas is a great story, right? Dallas is a good story. L.A.'s a great story, but it's just L.A. being fat L.A., right?
Right. It feels almost as if, okay, yet again, things went their way. I think it has the element that you're talking about, because great stories are oftentimes just out of nowhere. And this one,
right. Joe Burrow, baby.
Right. And even though, obviously, Ja Morant, he's the number two pick. Like, let's right. not act
but lots
as,
number lots of number two picks aren't right. Ja Morant.
Exactly. And it's the fact that, I think it's the fact that, A, there's excitement, they are fun to watch, and then on top of that, there's this idea of, there's also some other pieces that weren't, you know, that weren't the, you know, Jonas Valanciunas. At the end, Toronto traded him.
Right. Like it, no, he is his own part of this.
Yes.
Like, he's so freaking lovable, right?
And, he's the physical manifestation of a grizzly bear.
Of a grizzly bear. So, it is great fun. By the way, I did mention Triumph Bank. I could just play that clip over and over again. Let's see how that would work. I'm going to wait 1 second, okay? I'm going to say this, and then we'll play that the 3-0 clip again. Get that one ready, okay? Triumph Bank is, and I do mean this, last year, Triumph Bank, I switched. I had never been to Triumph Bank before, and I really didn't realize that banking could be different. It started in 2006, Triumph Bank was, by a group of local Memphians because they thought a local bank that was really deeply involved with Memphis, and it would make things work for Memphians, was important. Now, they've grown into a big regional bank with all kinds of financial muscle, technological wizardry, all of that. But the down-home banking part is still at this level of personal banking that you just – I've never seen anywhere else, and I didn't know exist anywhere else. They make it as easy as Ja Morant to Jaren Jackson Jr. And, indeed, this clip is now brought to you by our – this 3-0 clip – brought to you by our friends from Triumph Bank. Let's hear the clip.
Out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court.
Oh.
Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move. And the fans erupt. Look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
Unbelievable. We're going to take a break. Chris Harrington is going to join us to talk about that show from last night. We'll do that at 10 o'clock. John Martin is going to roll in here next. We'll talk to him about that. Also, the Memphis Tigers. Penny has an availability today, and the Tigers play Cincinnati tomorrow. It's Jeff Dawkins' show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has extra cheese on another 3-cheese blend, on Alfredo sauce, on garlic parmesan crust, which is now on your mind and on its way to being your new favorite thing. On account of all that cheese and Alfredo that you heard about on the radio. Get a new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza with garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them Goodman Road in South Haven or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
More money, more money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $149.
A 4-pack of Expo Dry Erase markers is $399.
And Staples comp books are only a dollar each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1-18-20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $3,750 cash allowance, plus current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 2-3-2020. See dealer for details. Visit Jim Kara Chevrolet today, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Tucker out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson. Oh! A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move. And the fans erupt. Look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And his matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
We're all trying to slim down here in the new year, and Robert Irwin Jewelers is as well with a spectacular sale. He got 5 Memphis locations. My next guest has shopped at Robert Irwin Jewelers, as has Jeffrey shopped at Robert Irwin Jewelers. But anyway, you go in there, and he's slimming down his inventory by putting a born-on date on everything. And so you go in there, and you look at the born-on date, and then you look at, there's a chart, and you see the older, the longer it's been in the store, the more of a discount you get. It starts at 30%, though. 30% is the bottom. Up to 70% off. Up to 70% off. So you head in there. It's kind of a fun thing to do. It's like a treasure hunt with literally actual treasure at the end. So you go and you look at the born-on date, and you maybe get 70% off of something. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's a fabulous sale, and it's a lot of fun. They got 5 Memphis locations. Check them out on the web at rijewelers.com. Joined now by John Martin, who was going to give us a new intro song, because this one is now lame and overdone.
It is. It is. I, you know, as an innovator and as a, you know, as an influencer, you know, I it's my responsibility to continue to show you jabronis what the new wave is.
And this, well, let's this, come up. So let's get this is the old wave. This is the old wave. I'll tell you what the new wave is. I'm going to help you now. You have a radio show from 11 till 2, right?
That's right. Yes.
You got a lot of time. A
lot of time, man.
What I would do is just play the following clip over and over and over. Listen to this. Ready? Okay, here you go.
Tucker out for Rivers. Rivers falls down. He turked his ankle. Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant's dribble move. And the fans erupt. Look out, Sports Center. Here it comes. Ja Morant with a thing of beauty. Jaren Jackson with a posterizing jam.
What came before?
Yeah, that really is the Ja Morant experience. Oh!
Right, exactly.
That,
right.
That's well the Ja Morant summed up experience. By Elliot Perry.
I thought it was very well summed up by Elliot Perry.
Also, the clip where do you guys have the clip where he put he almost put Harden on his ass?
Which one? Which time?
The step back.
Last step back three.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that one too. Can we play the last? It wasn't this. This wasn't honestly. If you want to go, what got the crowd reaction? This wasn't the best. The final the step back three, 117-106.
It was the one where he said, "Tell that MF about me."
No, that was early. Can we go to that one? That's the what's surprisingly restrained because I don't think they saw what he said.
Gotcha.
Right? I think they didn't see what he said. It was number three on our hit chart there, Jeffrey. Let's play that one again for him. Surprisingly restrained, actually. Here that one is.
Morant left wing looking for Valanciunas, now wants to go one-on-one. They got a two-man zone at the top. Morant steps into a three and drills it. Ja Morant's three cuts the lead to six. He's got 11 matching Harden. It's 19-13, Rockets by six, though.
It was very early.
The we thought the spin move, which is number 15 there, Jeffrey, on your deal, we thought the spin move, the one where he put Rivers on in the washer, was pretty spectacular. Here's that one.
Here come the Grizz right back the other way. Morant into the lane, works at Rivers, spins, lays it up, lays it in. Put Austin Rivers in the spin cycle. Ja Morant for the driving bucket. 10-point Grizzly lead, 57-47. Morant with a beautiful move there.
Absolutely. Nobody pick you up. One-on-one, go at him.
Oh, and then we'll play one more. You could use this one for your show, too. It's number 11, I believe. The behind the back in the lane pass. I think that's this one.
Morant left sideline, picked up by Rivers. Screen on his right from Jackson. Uses it. Comes to the lane. Ball fakes. Flips behind his back. Jaren to the rim. Lays it in. And gets fouled. Oh, what a pass by Ja Morant. And America say hello to the reigning two-time Western Conference Rookie of the Month and his partner Jaren Jackson Jr. A little glimpse into the future of what you'll see at FedEx Forum for years to come.
Are you pro Ja Morant or con Ja or anti Ja Morant?
You know, before last night, I think I was con.
Right.
Yeah, but I think he won me over last night, the kid.
Let me ask you this. The next 10 years for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
What are they going to win? What's their zenith? Their ceiling is now a title.
Yeah, I mean that's
the ceiling is now a title.
Oh, the next 10 years, sure.
But if you were to predict, will they get to an NBA Finals?
I'll say yes. I think they do get to an NBA Finals as long as they keep obviously everybody in the fold.
Would you predict an NBA Finals?
An appearance,
Jeffrey? Would you predict an NBA Finals?
I think it's them or Dallas, and I think eventually they're going to
I mean, L.A. will keep reloading, right? I mean, L.A. is going to just keep reloading.
Right, but LeBron will retire.
Yeah, I think if you look
but then they go get another dude. Like, they go get Giannis or whatever, right?
Maybe. Possible.
I just think in the – like, if you're asking me to prognosticate –
I don't mean to scare Milwaukee or anything, but that's the way it normally works, right? If I'm asking you to prognosticate, which I am, yes.
I mean, the Lakers have had extended periods of being down after good runs.
Yeah.
And if you're asking me to prognosticate, like, it's going to come down to them and Dallas a lot, and they're going to get them once.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this is ridiculous. Okay. We are. All right.
It is fun.
We were looking for comps for Ja Morant, and I was going to go with Church League John Martin, like Rich Man's John Martin. But you don't have the handle that he has.
No, I don't. I'm really not.
That's not you, really.
No, I'm more of a, I'm
Boogie Ellis type.
You're right, exactly that.
Right.
Like
so
0 of 8.
Right. So we were looking for comps and we came up with a blend of Allen Iverson's indomitable spirit and he doesn't care that he's a little dude, he's coming at you, mm-hmm. right? Of Russell Westbrook's explosiveness
mm-hmm.
and of Jason Williams' vision and flash
mm-hmm.
flair.
Yeah, okay. So it's what's funny is that I did this exact same exercise like a month ago.
And who'd you come up with?
And I had two of the three same comps.
Let me go. Jason Williams was one of your comps.
Jason Williams was one of them.
And Russell Westbrook, you
correct.
Had. But then you didn't throw in the – who? What, did you have anything else for anyone else? Or did
I had,
you just have
I had Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. But he's the same as Jason. I mean, as Jason Williams,
Pistol
right?
Pete was, I think, a better scorer.
Yes,
know?
He was a better scorer.
Yeah, and
I don't think you need Pistol Pete.
I think
Pistol Pete was – I think we're getting at a whole different quality with Allen Iverson. And it's
yes.
the spirit. Okay, but now someone else – multiple people on Twitter have come up with a new one.
Okay.
And it's an all-in-one comp. It's not three different player comp. It's an all-in-one comp. And the all-in-one comp is?
Yeah.
A shorter Penny Hardaway.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I mean.
What do you think? Savage dunker? Attacks the rim, but a complimentary player? What do you think? A shorter Penny Hardaway. Not, I don't think Penny was as consistently flashy a ball handler and passer.
But, like, how many guys could you say would be a shorter Penny Hardaway? Wasn't it what made Penny Hardaway the size?
No. No, I think it's the combination of vision, explosiveness, savagery, all of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think
he could do anything he wanted.
I mean, I think he possesses a lot of the same qualities that Penny has, you know, or had back in, you know, in his prime.
I actually think it's the best all-in-one comparison that
yeah.
Who is a better all-in-one comparison?
Probably. I mean, yeah, I'd have to sit back and I'd have to comb through 45 years of film. But you know, I mean, I'm not above it. So I can grant
that. I like
that.
It. I think the
I
people,
can grant that.
I think the people came up with something good. All right. You were.
It's just right here. You know, it's just easy to say Penny. He's just right here. You know,
I'd
like to kind of get a little bit more creative. Give me a few days and I'll come back.
I don't think there is another all-in-one. Does anyone look on Twitter and see anyone else have come up with a better all-in-one? I don't know that there's a better all-in-one. You know, someone on Twitter said a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're going to natural phenomena in order to try to find our comps. Normally,
yeah.
People like stick to players in the league.
Yeah.
They don't actually have to go to nature.
Yeah.
They don't have to start putting things to lightning bolts, earthquakes. More of a volcano or more of a lightning bolt?
An F3 tornado?
Yes, exactly.
The 901 Therapy guy says a better passing Steve Francis. Drew on Twitter says a combination of Derek.
That's not one guy. Drew's already broken the rules. But okay. Who'd you say? Oh, go ahead.
Well, this was before we put down
the rules, right?
Right. This is before you laid down the rules. A combination of Derek Rose and Steve Nash.
I actually don't hate that one because I like the
explosiveness and
explosiveness
the vision.
And what I honestly like as somebody that's a true champion of diversity, what I like about this is that we are cross comparing races here. You know, most of the comparisons that we're coming up with for Ja, they include a black guy and a white guy. You know, I mean, that is really special, and it nearly brings a tear to my eye.
It's a nice metaphor for what Ja's doing to the city.
You're exactly right. He's uniting black and white and everything in between.
Ebony and ivory, something together in perfect harmony.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Thanks
Why
for having me.
Why can't we... Oh, let's do it. Let's hit it. Bring up the hit. What do you think? It just gets better with time, doesn't it?
It really does. Is this available
precious
on vinyl?
There's a scary rumor out there
that Precious hurt his foot. You heard anything about it?
It's literally, until this morning.
Can I pass around, just recklessly pass around a rumor?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't really. I mean, I've obviously, you know. I mean, he didn't look hurt on Sunday.
It is a reckless bit of sports talk radio that I would never do in print, okay? But it is on my Facebook, somewhere on Facebook, someone writes, look like Precious got a foot injury with all those mad faces. And then Kyle Ryan says, where you hear dat at? And then DeAndre Hammond says, his Snapchat. And then Kyle Ryan says, all shet, S-H-E-T, shet.
Kyle Ryan is beside himself.
He's beside himself. You haven't heard anything about this? I hope it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Penny's talking today at 2, so we'll know in a few hours.
Will we?
I mean, yeah, of course. If he has a foot injury, Penny will tell you. Like, Penny's going to lie about it. He's going to say, yeah, no, he's not. He'll tell you something.
But sometimes they'll have him tell you injuries, even if they don't have injuries, in order to
right.
cover the fact that they might have other issues. What did you think of Precious' performance there against South Florida?
Are you asking me what I thought?
You actually, I will say, you wrote a piece when James was first suspended.
Yeah.
About who now has to step up. And it was at the time when people were, in fact, doubting Precious.
Yes.
Right? They were like, yeah, I don't think he's all that. Like,
right.
He forces shots. He's an athlete. And you were, this is, of course, for the publication that I would never deign to name here.
Absolutely.
For fear that a giant trap door would open up and I would be swallowed up. But you wrote about it then. You called your shot. And he did. He has stepped up.
Oh, the guy's
been. And he's been magnificent.
And they needed every bit of it. I mean, if he had not stepped up the way he has, if he's not putting up 20-10, like they're not 13-3
right now. What do you think the rotation looks like now? In other words, we know what the starting line. I assume he's going with the same starting lineup, right?
I assume he is. I mean, but I would still change it.
The starting lineup being. The starting lineup was.
A-Lo.
Tyler?
No, Tyler wasn't in it.
That was the starting five.
Lester,
that was the
DJ, Lester. Precious, Malcolm.
Right. And you would change it by taking Malcolm out?
Yes, I would. And
you'd insert Tyler in?
Yeah.
They don't want to do that because that'd make your man Precious man.
No,
they want a five.
No, he's playing the five.
He's five in that one?
Precious.
I know,
he does ultimately
play the five.
Like,
yes.
Like, Precious, by the, look at the, like.
Oh, no, yes, there's no question, but by the end, but this way they can say they're starting with a five next to him.
Yes, but they just take the five out four minutes into the game.
Well,
it's just stupid.
That's what they're doing.
But it's just like anybody with a half a brain can see.
Knows what's happening.
Yeah, like, I mean.
They're not, like, fooling anybody?
It's like, all right, first media timeout, let's go with Precious at the five. You know, like, it's just, and anytime they put a five next to him, right, whether it's Lance or Isaiah, or, you know, Malcolm actually played pretty well.
What's weird is he played quite well, I thought, in the first half, and he did not get a lot of run in the second half.
But well, because, like, their best lineup does not include a five.
That's exactly right.
Their best lineup includes Precious at the five. So, you know, that's the frustrating part is, like, I get it from a vanity standpoint. But at the end of the day, Penny said on Sunday that Precious has bought into playing the five, and it doesn't matter. Like when you watch Precious, do you think, oh, he's a five? No, you think he's just an active 4/3 who can guard multiple positions and is going to get a lot of rebounds. Nobody looks at Precious as a five. It's just for this
He is certainly not a three right now.
No, he's
just he's not. He's got a he doesn't have the handle of a three, and he doesn't have the
right.
He can make a three. He can shoot. Like, he pulled up and made an early three in that game, but that's not Precious at his best.
Right, no. I mean,
I actually think he could, in the NBA, develop into a three.
Sure.
He could do the, you know, Siakam kind of stuff.
No, but he's definitely a hybrid, you know. He's definitely a
four.
Or, like, in some situations
right now,
in the NBA.
In college basketball, he's a four.
Well, he's a perfect NBA, like, modern NBA big, like, because he can guard multiple positions. He can guard, you know, point guards on a switch. I saw him do it against USF. Like, he's quick enough. He's agile enough. Like, so he's going to get drafted in the top 10, top 15. There's no question in my mind. And listen, it doesn't matter what position you get stuck at in college. It's not like they're posting him up and saying, hey, you know, meat and potatoes, big man, go get us a, you know, jump hook. You know, like, that's not how they're using Precious. It's just a lot of, you know, it's just for this particular team.
He's not Tarik Black.
And this roster, right. And for this roster to maximize what they have, since they don't have that 7-foot-1 guy coming anymore, that's the best lineup. And, you know, if you're going to end up having to go to it anyway, which they are, they close the game, I think, in the last 13 minutes, other than for maybe 1 minute for Precious to get a breather, you might as well just start with it. And that way, maybe you avoid getting into 5, 6, 7-point holes at the first media timeout.
How many minutes will Isaiah Maurice get against Cincinnati?
What's the over-under? 0.0?
You think it's going to be 0, or it's going to be 12, or it's going to be 5, or is it going to be?
No, I mean, he didn't play. I mean, he didn't.
Is he going to be? He got 0. Yeah, but they quote unquote said he was quote unquote injured.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I feel like he's going to play.
I think his injury corresponded with his removal from the starting line.
Yeah, like I think
he had a bruised
ego. That's such a Calkins thing to say.
I think he did though.
No, I don't.
That would be my speculation. Again, wild, reckless speculation.
Yeah, I don't really know
this
what Isaiah.
It's been a wild, reckless segment here.
I don't know what Isaiah does.
For the ride.
I don't know what Isaiah does for this team anymore.
Anyway, so you don't expect to see a lot of him. Okay, how about this one? A little trickier. Jaden Hardaway didn't get a minute in the second half. There's a lot of complaining on social media whenever he checks into the game.
Yeah.
A lot of nepotism charges. Can't believe they're doing this. You hear a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now, in the second half, when it came to winning time, couldn't afford a spare possession.
Yep.
He was not in the game.
Right. No, I mean, I think the rotation is about to be shortened. I mean,
Do you think so?
Oh, I think it has to be. It's not controversial.
It's the difference between whether it has to be and whether it will be.
I'll be honest with you. Isaiah shouldn't play, Jaden shouldn't play, and Lance shouldn't play. Ever. Unless they absolutely have to. Unless a black hole is opened up and Boogie and Tyler and Alo fell in it. I mean, honestly, like...
You didn't like Lance's big three there after they tied it up? Lance pulls up for the three.
It was not a three. It was a two.
Is that true?
Yes,
it was a
long two? Yes, it was only a two. Everybody called it a three. It was only a two. You know, like...
Was it really only a two?
Yes.
It didn't go in, so I don't know.
Well, even the one that went in, everybody thought it was a three.
No. I mean the one that didn't go in.
No, that was in that last 13 minutes.
I know. Like,
when he came in and just totally zapped the momentum. It was like, oh, Jesus. What's going on with you, man? You come in the first 3 seconds, you take...
Like, why do you think you should be taking this shot? Seriously. So,
I know. It's
I mean, I like the dude. I like the dude.
No, it's not. It's nothing personal, but it's just like we've watched 16 games of this basketball team.
Okay, we've watched 16 games of this basketball team, and we have also seen that Boogie Ellis has not been good for the 16 games.
No, it's true.
He has now been removed from the starting lineup.
Yep.
And, according to some, in the post-game photo, he did not look happy.
He looked so unhappy in that post game photo. It was like Road Wars. Yeah, Alo's like, yeah, and Tyler's like, yeah. You know, even Lance, who like did not contribute, was like, yeah. And Boogie's like,
you can't see John's face here. It's not a happy face.
So yeah, I mean, there's no question. Boogie's having a hell of a bad season. I mean, it really is.
So do we think he's not good, or do we think he just needs to fight his way?
I think
he is going to be good someday for someone, if not for Memphis. Hopefully for Memphis, right?
Well, I think, listen, there's nothing wrong with a shot. Like, his mechanics are fine. Like, his shot's not broken.
I know what's going on. I know what's wrong with it.
What?
Very rarely goes through that round orange circle.
Yeah. No, it does not go through. Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think it's mental with him. You know, I really do. He has the second lowest offensive rating on the team, ahead only of Isaiah Maurice, who obviously did not play against South Florida. His effective field goal percentage is the worst on the team. His true shooting percentage is the worst on the team, which is just bizarre, right? This is a kid who was going to Duke.
He was going to light it up.
This is a kid who scored 51.
The one thing we knew, there was a question about whether he was a true point guard, but
right.
The one thing you knew was he could fill it up.
Yeah, no, so I think... I think it's a combination of things, to be honest with you. I think it's a combination of not necessarily knowing what his role is or what he needs to do for this team. I think it's the fact that, listen, he's far away from home. You know, this is the first time he's ever been away from home for as long as he's been away from home. And my understanding is that he's a family guy. Like, his family is, you know, very tight and very close. And also, I've been told that the one time that his family did come in to see him play, that was the game where he had whatever it was against UIC. He had 22 or something like that. Like, so, you know, I definitely think there's...
Well, maybe Penny should move his family here.
Nah, that didn't work out last time.
Just keep it on the down low.
Can you do it when he's on your team, though? Like, can you do that? You can't.
Whatever. You can make this happen. They just have to learn to be more discreet about this kind of stuff.
It's still a benefit.
Who told him anyway? Who told on the Wisemans?
Who was the whistleblower? But no, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. And honestly, like, am I a little worried about him? Yeah, I am. I'm worried about, you know, I don't know if he is the kind of kid who
will stick it out.
Well, not necessarily that. I'm just
who can rebound.
I'm thinking about this season. Yeah, like, I'm thinking about, okay, well, you're on the bench now. How are you going to react to that? How are you going to respond to that? Are you going to take it as motivation, disrespect, and are you going to try to work your way back in?
You think he's going to draw strength and from the Ed Orgeron story?
Yeah. How can you not?
How could he not?
I mean, Dan Wolken counted him out. Clay Travis counted him out. You know, like, everybody in the country counted out Ed O. You know, except for Ed O.
Tell Boogie about Ed O.
I will. I'm happy to tell him about Ed O. You know, let me tell you the story.
It was
about this Cajun wild boy.
Right.
And everybody said he couldn't do it.
Like, Boogie, early in that game, gets to the rim, like, blows by a defender, gets to the rim easily, and then just misses the layup. And you just feel like if a bunch of those went in, he'd get back to being Boogie, the Boogie that we know and love.
Yeah, so I'm not too worried about him. I mean, I'm worried from a sense of, like, you know, can he rebound and how will they react? But the shot is fine. You know, it looks good going up. You know, I do really think it all boils down to confidence, as oversimplified as that sounds. I do think that's what the issue is.
John, Thank you very much.
That's it, man.
I will be listening to you.
That's it.
From 11 to it's 10 o'clock. I have to make way for Chris Harrington because he's going to talk to us about the Memphis Grizzlies.
Man, they are a true pleasure to watch.
Well, they are a true pleasure to watch. We will do that next. Take a break. Come back. Chris Harrington coming up next. Jeff Dawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
3, 2, 1.
You can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Well, I'll take one right here.
Hot off the press.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.